rest of the story. Authorities collared the kidnapper in a telephone booth in Lausanne, Switzerland. He was Roman Wardas, 25, a Polish refugee. How did the police know they'd get their man? Because at the moment of his arrest, he was making ransom demands from that very telephone booth. Investigators had 1,000 questions, first and foremost among them, where is Charles? Well, Charles was safe enough, the kidnapper assured him, was quite unharmed, and he did lead them to a hiding place. He did lead them to the abducted man, who seemed no worse for his harrowing 10 weeks as a hostage. Authorities told the kidnapper, you'd better start talking. And it was then that he related the rest of the story. Roman Wardas had always been fascinated with the idea of kidnapping. Even more fascinated with the idea of making a lot of money. He'd read of a recent abduction in Italy, after which the abductors got away with an enormous ransom. So he grew determined to be similarly successful. And his target was to be the patriarch of a prominent family in Switzerland. The family fortune was said to be in excess of $100 million. Wardas enlisted the aid of a 39-year-old Bulgarian named Gancho Ganyev. A plan was formulated. And on the date, March 1, 1978, the kidnapping was set to go. In the middle of the night, Wardas and Ganyev abducted Charles. The kidnapper's prey was in no condition to resist. Over the Christmas holidays, he had fallen seriously ill. He accompanied Wardas and Ganyev without a struggle. Soon thereafter, frantic family members began receiving ransom demands by telephone. The family pretended to go along. They gave Wardas the number of their attorney, through whom negotiations could presumably proceed. And over the following 2 months, there were dozens of telephone calls. And finally, the family attorney managed to keep Wardas on the phone line long enough for the police to trace it. And that's when they nabbed him in a telephone booth in Lausanne. And that's when he led investigators to Charles. And he fingered his accomplice. And both criminals were brought to justice. And peace returned once more to the charming village overlooking Lake Geneva's eastern shore. And Charles? Charles is also at peace again. As indeed he was on the night of March 1, when the kidnapper showed up to remove him from his grave. You see, Charles really was quite ill over the holidays. He had died Christmas Day, only to be unceremoniously dug up not 10 weeks later and reinterred in a secret cornfield 10 miles away. Well, the body is back in its original resting place now, and it's encased in cement this time, lest some other adventurer seek to extort money from the family by stealing its patriarch. The most celebrated member, who died December 25, 1977, in the Swiss village where he spent the last quarter century of his life. The kidnapped victim, Charles, was a performer who could just not resist one last show on the road. Charlie Chaplin. And now you know the rest of the story.